Okay. I think, do you have this page which last week we gave everyone? Who was you also? Okay. Okay. That's good. So general, if you are very, very interesting on business, for example, you know, interesting business, and then you use all your mind, body, speech into business, right? You really thinking how to develop your business, like sell or whatever, or selling or buying, whatever, you know, you're thinking firstly, very carefully, you know, what should I buy, what should I sell. And secondly, then you talk about that, your friend, your family, and so on and so forth. And then thirdly, maybe you go, your body itself go to the shop and buy and sell and etc. So the beginning, of course, you are little nervous, not confident, and maybe little uncomfortable and etc. And also little worrying and so on and so forth. But if this became getting used to it, then like your old body, speech, mind are into that. And if you have done something, you know, like you make good business, and then what is your result is that you feel a little happy. You know, you feel that, okay, today I have good business, right? So maybe when you go to the bed, if you are very clever, maybe you're sleeping well. Then if you are not very clever, then you think how I will make better tomorrow, you know. And thinking for tomorrow, you know, you don't enjoy of the today's good result. But if most people, they're happy. And then if you cannot make any business for days, weeks, months, then what happens is we are starting worrying. You know, you are starting depression. You are starting really, really like fear or thinking of something else or thinking of give up and so on and so forth. Firstly, you worrying inside, maybe a few weeks, if they doesn't have any business, you are starting to feel unhappy. And then maybe you are talking also to your parents or your friends, okay, now no business, and complain, you know, like, and so on and so forth. And at the end, you have to give up. However, if doesn't work business well, then what problem is that we are sad, we are unhappy. So that is our daily life's kind of situation. So then thinks that even your business going very, very well, and still then your mind needs more and more. You know, you think, okay, these items are good sales, so I will buy, maybe last week you buy 10 or something, maybe then you sell, buy 20, 30, 40. So you can make extend, right? All things are extend. So when we extend, again, you need to pay more, and then you have to sell more. So if doesn't work, doesn't balance well, again, it cause of the problems. So even kind of well make, still there is problems. If doesn't go well, still there is problems, right? But day by day, for example, this today, if you went well, evening you satisfied, you are happy. Tomorrow, if business going well, you are happy. So you are rely on the that business. And that makes your feeling up and down, up and down. Right? Or if you say, let's say, if you are a teacher, if students well learned, may you be happy. Okay, that makes you feel a little happy. And the students doesn't learn, don't know anything. Of course, teacher naturally unhappy. So therefore, our feeling happy or sad, if you are a teacher, very much dependent on the how your effect of the teaching. I mean general teaching. Now similarity, the Buddhism, we need to rely on the action of the virtue and unvirtue actions. Because like foundation of the Buddha's teaching is cause and effect. They call karma. Karma is action. Action has two kind of virtue action and unvirtue actions. So if you really Buddhist practitioner, we should rely on our actions. It means that, of course, we are sentient beings. We are living in samsara. We cannot be all the time perfect action. It means we cannot be all the time virtue action. We have done unvirtue actions unknowingly, unintentionally, or knowingly, intentionally, or by mistakenly. We have done lots of unvirtue actions too. So if we are really, really Buddhist practitioners or follow the Buddha Dharmas, then our feeling, it should be very much rely on our action. So if you done good action for today, you should feel very happy. That, you know, if you are really, really Buddhist practitioner, the action or doing practice is not very easy, but we should be happy if we done some good actions. If we done bad actions by the emotionally, you know, emotion is very strong, and also mistakenly, also unintentionally, and we should be sad, feel sad, like the business doesn't going well, and you feel sad. Your colleague and you have not getting along today in your office, you should have kind of sad feeling. Similarity, when we have done bad actions, we should feel sad. Or if you feel sad, that means you are Buddhist. If you feel happy when you really done good actions, even 1 hour if you do practice, like for example, sitting in front of the Buddha's statues, stupas, or in temples, and try to raise the compassion, loving kindness, or devotion, faith, or then try to don't think anything. You know, that is also good because there's no negative emotions. But of course, best we need to raise devotion, confidence, wisdom, loving kindness, compassionate, and thinking positive. Those are very high quality of the action. That was Buddha taught. So we are all rely on the Buddha's teaching. So Buddha says that if you have that kind of thinking, and that is one of the highest virtue. So if we have able to do 1 or 2 or 3 hours or half hours, whatever for day, done something positive, and we should be happy. So we should really raise happiness through that. Because it's big different than that you well done of your business. As I mentioned, if we have well done today, you make maybe 1,000 euros, it will be not last long, you know. And even it can be also you have many stupid ideas came up, and that brings a lot of problems. So if someone raising their compassion, loving kindness, even it goes higher and higher, it will be more wise, more peace, more effect to helping sentient beings. So therefore, your energy is more powerful, and your mental is more healthy, and your physical is more helpful, I can say. And if we don't feel happy, then how we can be happy else, you know. So therefore, the Buddhist, the essence of Buddha's teaching is very much that, like foundation is karma, means action. So every and each, we can do practice individually, you know, not necessarily large amount of people together. You can, but also individually. So thinking positive, even you do your laundry, even you do cook, even you are drinking water, we can still thinking positive. But things that you should also give value of that. Of course, if we don't know exactly Buddha's teaching, maybe we don't have much value it. But if you really know how powerful of the positive thinking, then maybe one day you have value on it. So even few seconds, if you have genuine positive thought, such like compassion, such like loving kindness, such devotion to the Buddha, Dhamma, Sanghas, the masters, those are very precious thought. So much more like measureless, you know, like if you compare of the money or something. So therefore, those are very important. Then also, if the negative emotions are arising, such jealous, anger, desire, grieving. The stinginess also, and all kind of the negative emotions arising. So the arising through many different ways. Basically, we need some kind of object. Object can be that you can see. Object can be you can hear. That object also can be in your mind. You know, something what happened yesterday, you don't see, you don't hear, you don't feel, like touch. But you can still, those are object. That means the brain. That means we call mind, okay? The object, you know, you kind of brain, they keep, and their mind, they look. So therefore, many, many different ways the negative emotions are arising. So when negative emotions are arising in our mind, and Buddha says, this negative emotion is not good for us, not healthy. It brings worse and worse. It brings disturbing, and even it's destroyed our marriage, our peace, and so on and so forth. So therefore, when the negative emotion arising, then we need to at least not helping. What exactly meaning of the not helping? It means that once you have anger arising in your mind, and also if we say the word of the anger to others, it helps. You are helping your anger. And physically you act like wrathful actions. We are helping the negative emotions of the anger. If we have stinginess come in, you know, and then we helping the physical don't move, don't let go. It's kind of helping of the negative emotion of the stinginess. So therefore, when these negative emotions are arising, firstly, we have to realize or understand this is the negative emotion. You know, this is the negative emotion. So, of course, it's very difficult for us to thinking, you know, like right way when the negative emotions came. Because in the short moment, if we make mistake, then we are too late. That it's very hard for us to thinking. And secondly, even you knew this is negative emotion, but it's very hard for us really kind of against, you know, against. It's very, very hard. But may possible that we are not helping. You know, you first the beginning, not helping, you know, when the negative emotion come. The easiest way is that don't talk and don't move for a while. That is the like the beginning methods, okay, the beginner methods. Try to stop to saying and try to stop to moving. And then try to stop to thinking. But that is very difficult, right? If we have some kind of anger inside, it's hard to stop to thinking. But we have to think, we have to understand that this is not good. Good for us. Good for our brain, good for our mind, good for, not good for, okay, not good for our physical, etc. So therefore, and here the text, the first sentence, they're talking about something. So, teta yuni, jincha dachirpas. No be so dan pelbi jiji pa dag ni la ni ba ni chan koran ji me ga wa kalanjur. While in cycling existing, it means samsara, how can I be joyful and unafraid if in my heart or our heart I already prepare a place for the incessant enemy of the long duration. It means if we keep the negative emotion in our heart, the soul calls for the increasing of all the harms me. So here they're talking about if we don't care of our negative emotions, don't care. It means you don't want to against, you don't want to remove. Instead of, we follow the negative emotions. I think last teaching also we talked about the negative emotion, the definition. If you do more and, like if you follow the more your anger, you know, it will be more anger and anger. If you follow the more desire, let's say sexual or alcohol, desire of the alcohol, more you drink, more you need. It's like that, you know, it's increasing. But if someone tried to stop to not to drink for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, 2 years, then you don't want to drink. Maybe I think some people who use so many years cigarette, but then he stopped or he stopped few years. Then after few years, even he or he hearing of the cigarette, they smell, they vomit. And that is like how the mind it works. Everything is same. Any kind of the desires, the sexual, the strolling desire or whatever, if really we stopped for some time, it can, you know, like tempt. It can tempt. But if we use more and more, then you need more and more. So therefore, here also saying the main enemy or the really, you know, which they gives lot of harm is the negative emotion. And that, as long as that in our heart, then it's very difficult to be free from the sufferings. You know, generally, you can see the people talk. Now, the beginning, maybe once you met, it looks like fine, you know, hi, how are you, and so on and so forth. But if you really talk, if you really know more about and talk more things, then there's a lot of complaint, you know, a lot of complaint here and there, so on and so forth, you know. So it means like we have some kind of mentally, there's no peace. You know, maybe physically the pain of the suffering, we don't have, you know, physical pain of the suffering. You know, when you are young, when you are healthy, it's fine. You know, we don't have. But the pain of the mentally, even you are healthy, wise, whatever, still we have something there. You know, that normally we hear when you know more and more that person. Then you see what is the really, the many problems, you know, you can talk. Yourself, your parents, your children, your friends. So all kind of the problems are there inside. So, and this pain, this negative emotion, which is some kind of the really holding something us is we or the Buddhist practitioners, we need to dealing with this. Because the soul, I think in Western they talk about soul, okay, the mind is continuation. So not only this life, you know, in Buddhism we believe, or Buddha taught us, there is also future lives. But because we are here, so therefore also in future. Because we are here, we also had the past lives. So this continuation of the life. So if we collecting all the time, like anger, desire, and etc. So this life is not perfect, and because of that, also next life is, or it won't be perfect, because we have no cause and conditions. We have no really collect any kind of habits. You know, good habit tendencies. Like if you are continuously cigarette, non-stop, then tomorrow you will same. Day after tomorrow, same. But if you stop today, can be less tomorrow. You know, can be also stop tomorrow, right? So similarity. So therefore, as long as the enemies are in here, then all cycle of samsara means the after to life to life, you know, cycle of samsara is life to life, life to life, life to life. It won't be any happy. Because of that, we should really, really careful right now, right way or this life. And then next sentence, how shall I ever have happiness if in a net of attachment within my mind? Though the guidance of the presence of cycle existing, their disturbing conception, and that became my, what is this?
Butcher.
What do you mean butcher?
The one who
slaughtered. Okay, and then tormentants in hell. The problems they're talking about, if we, for example, if you collecting too much anger in this life, the result of that is in the hell realms, you know, being born in hell realms. If too much stinginess, the stinginess is the result be born in the hungry ghost realms. You know, sometimes some people very stinginess, very, very stinginess. In Tibetan, we have one example. It's very bad word, but I want to really tell that. I hope you will not vomit. In Tibetan, we don't have toilet, okay? The firstly, we don't have toilet. And secondly, whenever you go to the big toilet, you have to go to far away. And then there's many dogs. And in area of the Tibetan or Asia, the dog is not really very valued like you are here doing. You know, here is really very wonderful. People have very kind of gentle mind on the dog. I'm not sure that is really your compassion or something else. However, but the Tibetan dogs, they don't get much food. So when people go to the big toilet and dog notice, dog follow the people. But some stinginess man, he don't want to give his what is called his shit to the dog. So it doesn't mean that he will use that. He never used that. But that is really the definition of the stinginess. So many things, many people, I'm not saying that we the sheets, but we have many other kind of sheets which you don't never use. Maybe you don't never even know after some time, but still we don't want to give up. So very similarity of the Tibetan person who don't want to share his things to that dog. So so it's really like people's mind like that. You know, mind like that. I think many things become like it, you know, all of our things. One day everything has to go to garbage. Just only matter of the some time. So he or this person, Tibetan person, he thinks this is very fresh. So he don't want to give to the dog, you know, because just came from his body, so that he has strongly linked. So whatever we bought things or whatever you like once are similar like that. After some time, it will be no value for you. So even maybe you generously or give something, and big difference, you know, when you give when you give something which really, really you have strongly linked, or then when you give these things, even one object, where same object, but when you have no any feeling. So these two are very different. So training of the generosity, we can start from the small things which really you have linked, you know, your feeling, if you are giving that, you know, giving that. Then slowly, slowly, I think, so everyone, it comes here, and they have to hear things, you know, and they, somehow it will be like naturally kind of exchange, but the problem is that the beginning we cannot give up. Anyway, the situation is, if like person like us, example of the Tibetan person like that kind of, who have very strong stinginess, don't think anyone else than himself or belonging of the his or her, those, the rebirths can be very single person, no helpers. So therefore, will thirsty, will hangry, we call hangry ghost realms, be born in hangry ghost realms. So for example, if you don't have any friend, relative, or you know, where you talk, where you hear, you are single, and you will be really difficult for to live. Can be thirsty, can be hangry, can be pressure, even body of this human form, you feel as a hanged ghost realm, can be, if someone who has very strong stinginess. So therefore, here they're talking about, or here they're more talking about the desires. Anyway, the cause of the be born in the hell realms, hanged ghost realms, demigod realms, animal realms, if the cause and conditions are here, then how we can be really happy? So therefore, as I mentioned, if you done some virtue actions, and should be rejoicing yourself, be happy. Then if we have done some bad actions, and we should regret and try to confess and try to really think, I want to do again. Of course, you can think, but you will do, but still you think this many times. So then slowly, slowly we can follow. Okay? Teta chesu dagi danda ngesumda ngipar macham tesu dagi zemundurus. And here says, therefore, as long as this enemy is not silenced with certainty before my very eyes, it means, my eyes means that also, like with your really experience, you know, very eyes means like with your experience, I shall never give up exerting, or I think this is more diligent.
Exerting.
You know, exerting myself, or diligent, you're diligent towards that end. So these two words are very clear. You know, as long as the enemy, which the bring into the hell realms, which the bring into the hanged ghost realms, which bring into the animal realms, those are the we call enemy. The Buddhism or Buddha call enemy. Because normally enemy means someone harm you, and we call enemy. Oh, he is my enemy because he harm me, or he harm my family, and so on and so forth. Or he is my friend because he really liked me, he helped me, he is kind to me, and so on and so forth, right? So therefore, the inner feelings, or elements of the negative emotions are the called enemy, because they brings a harm in the future. And the next two sentences, having become angry at someone who caused only slight and short-lived harm, self-important people will not sleep until their enemy is overcome. So these two is next two sentences example. That general, if someone harm you a little bit, like people, as I told last time also, in the world, the worst enemy, maybe they can kill us, right? Or then middle ones, they can beat us. And those are the, like, we think are the biggest enemy. And still, you know, we cannot really accept that. Those people who have strongly kind of self-pride or whatever, they don't want to accept that. You know, they try to do back something, you know, either they kill or beat or something. They cannot accept, you know, someone harm, little harm. So, here says that even little harms, if you cannot accept, then how we can accept that someone really great harm, many lives harming us, bring into the lower and lower realms, and destroy our positive action, positive result, the merits. You know, and the Buddha says, if you are very, how you could say, tolerance, and the result is also the beautiful, and I don't know the other English word, but maybe more powerful persons. So we like beautiful, right? Everyone like beautiful. So the anger of the this, for example, anger, even we born in the human realms, but anger can destroy our beauty. You know, we born very ugly human being, are destroyed by the anger. So the anger is really harming many ways. Bring hell realms. In case, you know, you do some positive actions with anger, can possibly be born in the human realms, but maybe very ugly human realms, you know, human forms. So Buddha says, if you have generosity, and it will be born in the rich life, or rich life, can be said in English. You know, sometimes I feel, you know, if I go to the in the cities, the dogs, they stay in BMWs or some very expensive cars with some nice person, and this little dog was jumping, like, you know, happily and so on and so forth. So many human beings, we don't have that kind of comfort. So maybe that dog was the previous life, he did good generosity. But maybe he didn't kept his vows well. So therefore, he couldn't obtain the human form. But the generosity of that his actions bring him wealthy form. So similarity, you know, we have human forms, then we have nothing. So that is stinginess, right? Stinginess. So most Buddhist practitioners, a very simple life. Because I think when you have very, very, very high life, it's very rarely to practice. There's many, many, many other things which your mind is fine. You know, like you see every day different things. You eat every day different foods. Maybe your mind very much into that. So there's not much time for the sufferings, I should say. And then I think we need, the mind needs some support. Really, really need support, you know. And many people, they just try to find support from object. You know, some people, they feel okay if you go to the see some nice places, because here it's very dark and cold and so on and so forth. Then you travel into Spain, Portugal, or whatever. But if we rely on our own virtue actions, you know, if we make happy ourselves by the virtue actions, then even dark, even cold, we can do virtue actions, you can be enjoy, and so on and so forth. So however, they're talking here is that even little anger or little something harms, or then the person, they don't want to give up until they go, he was winged. So therefore, why should not we really diligent to destroy it of the our inner and enemies? And that was the topic here. Rongyun chiwi dunga chirwa nyemong da yungor nga se nenji yambar ndobayong. Dandong senji pongwi dunga chese ni temandra pa shishun jiwa majenas. I think this is also very special words. And if while engaged in a violent battle, and vigorously desiring to conquer those whose disturbing conceptions will unitely bring them suffering at death. I think maybe I will just explanation on this, maybe because this word is a little difficult for you. So here says that the example of the two person are fighting, you know, two person are fighting, and they don't care even, you know, someone shooting you, someone cutting you, they are really going into, you know, fighting. The armies, for example, the ancient times, they fighting mostly knife, you know, knife, and then these other things, what I don't know, okay, those things. So the both side is very angry each other. So they really forget to the themselves, even the cutting, even the kill. They into fighting when they have anger came. So here says that even if you don't kill them, those persons are naturally going to die. Right? So therefore, those persons are not really powerful, you know. No one can survive and not be going to be die. So naturally, the nature is dying. Naturally, the nature is dying. Right? They have the death is there. Therefore, kind of suffering. You know, if you're an enemy or whatever, they naturally they are dying. However, still the stronger emotion came, and they tried to kill them. You know, they tried to kill them. And they just go to war, and they tried to kill themselves. But in order to make war, they can be also cutting or beating or killing you, but you don't care. Even I kill, even whatever happened, you know, you just want to kill them, and you will make war. And in the armies or ancient times, until you done that, you never, you know, coming back. Just going into that. That is how the wars are happening. So little animal, which is easy to die, naturally die, but still we are angry with them. So still you make war. And by the war can be Many things happening to you, but you don't care and just get worse. So general people has that kind of strong mind. So here it says now, why we don't use that kind of mind with our inner enemies? You know, try to kill your anger, desire, stinginess, ignorance. So next sentence is, tad dunga kanje jechir pa rongjan dangi yamse dalati dunga jara jechir kongge jo yeje yulu manje moje gu. Then what needs to mention that I should not be fat-hearted and slothful, even if I am course many hundreds of sufferings, when now I strive to definitely overcome my natural enemies. Now they're talking about here, natural enemy means that our negative emotions. So saying here, why we are not against to the, our own enemies. Because this inner enemy brings 100,000 of the kind of sufferings. And also long-term sufferings. So, mindfulness with the mind, the negative emotions, you know, it's really important. The Western mindfulness, what we talk about, you know, the American, they start mindfulness company business. Maybe they don't talk too much about the negative emotions and so on and so forth. More like, you know, of course that is very useful because, for example, if you are very strongly angry, I think they call, if you look that angry, and you don't find. So it helps also, you know, they call that is mindfulness. But Buddha, mindfulness means more like the movement of the mind, particularly virtue and unvirtue. If we look that all the time, that is mindfulness. You know, mindfulness and then understanding or awareness and careful. These three are always together. You know, it's very important method. Careful means whatever we do, we need careful. And wisdom or understanding means we really look what the mind really doing. You know, mind doing. And then mindfulness. When you move with mindfully, when you walk, when you know, these three are very important. So therefore, he says, therefore, having thought about this well, this is mindfulness. You know, we should need to think all the suggestion of the mind. What is the virtue? What is the unvirtue? What is the good for us? What is the bad for us? How we can really, the rejecting and accepting, you know, how possibly to deal with this? This we need to carefully look. And that is the mindfulness. And then we should rely on that, you know, like kind of, I think, value it. I think value it, right? Value, you know, the business value is the marketing, isn't it? So similarity, we should kind of value it, our inner movements, and that way we should satisfied or unsatisfied. I think if really people thinking more into that, as I mentioned, these things are, we can think even in your office, even you are with everybody, you know. You don't need to use special term for this. But we can use this with our daily kind of activities. So therefore, You don't need to buy. You don't need to lose any of your income. And maybe, you know, kind of double benefit. Because, you know, you go to office every day, you gain your money, and then you deal with your mind, and you gain your happiness. So money can make comfortable for move around in the world. And then this physical, you are carrying very peaceful mind. That is really wonderful. So now we are just only rely on the money, rely on the fame, rely on the power and etc. So the fame, the power, the wealthy is very impermanent. Very impermanent. And also never ever become enough. Even you are millionaires, there is in your head then you are thinking, you know, if you have 1 million, then you're thinking 10 million things. There's big gap, so still you are poor. Never become rich. Never become fine. So therefore, therefore, having thought about this well is mindfulness, and I should try to put this precept into practice just as they have been explained, means careful. Careful. Maybe ngamanyena mendagis. If the doctor instructions are ignored, how will a patient in need for cure be healed by his medicines? So, if you don't think this well, or don't put in the practice, then nothing really benefits, you know, benefit yourself. So therefore, maybe then, after a few years, we don't have any interesting about Buddhism. Religion doesn't help. And then we think, okay, this is not for us, and then we give up, and then we go to somewhere else. So many Buddhist practitioners also similar like that. You know, people just come and listen, do a little practice for a few years, and then disappear. And then many of people, they keep continuously, and I think because of the way of the practicing, way of the they get benefits. So it thinks that it's very, very important that really that we are kind of rely on the our own action. That is very important of the Buddha's teaching. And we need to be satisfied ourselves if we really done some good actions. But if we don't give any value of the good actions, then we also don't avoid the bad actions. And also you will not satisfied, you know, the Buddhist practice, you will maybe not satisfied. But people, many people happy Buddhists, because if you done good things, and then that makes you happy, you know, because you give value. Understand what I'm saying? Okay. So I think this is very, very important somehow, I think. Really, really important. So good action is the first, not harm. That is basic of the good action, for example. And then second is we can help. The help to one, help to two people, help to two sentient beings, help to three, help to four, five, help to the endless. So the beginner, that if you don't harm today 1%, 2%, 3%, it gives happiness. And this goes more and more deep and deep, then you never harm any. Then based on that, then we try to helping. Helping 1, 2, 3, and become endless. And that's where actually improving of your training. Okay, so if we don't do practice, then he says, if the doctor's instructions are ignored, how will our patient in need of the cure be healed by his medicine? That is something nice word.